It's going to be a wild ride. So buckle yourselves in.
Hello and welcome to Stramash, the Scottish NFL podcast. And we're doing something just a little bit different this time. We are doing the first ever All Scotland mock draft ahead of the 2024 NFL draft that is coming up in just a matter of days. We have brought together an ensemble of nonsense as we've reached out to get Scottish representatives from each of the teams that has a first round pick. We've given them strict rules. They're not allowed to trade because I can't be bothered with the admin. I'm probably not even going to announce any names either. I'm currently looking to see which 49er I'm going to pick. That's the easiest to say. Other than that though, we're going to go through this 1 through 32. We're going to ask the people on the call to make a selection for their team. They're going to give us the player, the position, the college that they are currently aligned to if they've got that to hand, and they're going to give us a very brief reason why. We will make a quick judgment if we feel we must, and we'll move on because it's a big draft. There's a lot to get through. So if there's no questions, we're just going to get straight into this, and they've been on the clock since we organized this. So first up, from our Patreon group, please welcome Steve Briggs, who's making the first overall pick in the 2024 draft for the Chicago Bears.
Thanks, Cam. With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC. As for the reason, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer. We don't have a quarterback. I think he's the best prospect at the position. And hopefully he's going to be kicking the Packers' ass for the next 15 years. That's why we kick.
Charles Patterson is turning over on his Bahamas beach as we speak. But that's just to get more rays on his back more than anything else. Brilliant. Okay, we will move swiftly on. And joining us all the way from Australia, where it's currently 5 a.m., extra special credit, commitment to the Commander's cause. Please welcome Kieran French.
Cheers. With the second overall pick in the draft, the Washington Commanders select quarterback Drake May at University of North Carolina. He's just the most talented out of the lot. With a new regime, he's got the year that he needs to wait. He's got with this new regime to improve and become probably the second best quarterback in the draft.
I think it's a really good pick. Not necessarily going to surprise an awful lot of people. Brilliant. Thank you, Kieran. And yeah, if you want to drop off now and go get yourself ready for your day, we will take no offence. Straight on then to pick number three. And we have a returning guest to the Stramash podcast as former Falkirk captain, amongst other things, Gary Miller joins us on the call. Gary, for the New England Patriots.
Yep, with the third pick of the draft, the New England Patriots will select Jaden Daniels. He's quarterback from LSU. He's also a Heisman Trophy winner. It's like the Patriots need a quarterback to spice it up for them a bit. They've been a bit boring the last few years, especially since Brady left. So Daniels seems to be a bit of a dynamic dual threat passer and a bit of a rusher. So I think that's who they'll go with.
Gordon, that's a fascinating pick as well, because the Patriots obviously moving on from the Belichick era, where perhaps they have been a little bit dry at times. Jaden Daniels is definitely probably the most stark in comparison compared to what they've had recently.
Yeah, he's very different, very dynamic, both passing and rushing. The only concern I would have for the Patriots taking a quarterback is, like, I don't know how good the offense is for a rookie quarterback to go in, but I think it's also really difficult to turn down a quarterback with a third overall pick. So unless they're trading down, I think they're probably taking Daniels or May, depending on who goes it to.
Brilliant. Okay, we move on then. The first of two picks in this first round for the Cardinals. Please welcome Lawrence Walker.
Hi there. And with the fourth overall pick of the NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Now, for the last 6 months, I think he's pretty much nailed on to be in the pick for us, unless something goes awry. Kyler Murray just needs weapons after losing Hollywood Brown and Rondale Moore to the Falcons. They just need a big body receiver, which he's lacked since DeAndre Hopkins' head violation, pretty much. Nothing more to say.
I don't think there's anything more needs said. This is an absolutely stunning pickup. And Jamie, this is one you talked about on the pod a couple of weeks ago. An exciting wide receiver talent. It would be no surprise to see him go as early as four in this draft.
Absolutely not. And there's been so many, you know, smoke screens thrown up about the lack of work out the combine at pro days and stuff like that, but it doesn't matter. Look at the tape. The guy is potentially the most talented guy in this entire draft, and he's been picked up at 4. It's almost like the draft actually starts now that we've got the 3 big quarterbacks off the board.
Yep. So from that, we move on to an interesting one. Up 5th is who our website manager for the last couple of years, who's done a brilliant job with that, Sean Black, who's picking for the Chargers.
Thanks, Cam. So with the 5th pick, the Chargers select Roma Dunze from Washington. It came down to one of the two receivers. Would have loved Marvin Harrison to fall, but not today. And I think Roma Dunze just kind of fits what the Chargers are likely want to do through the passing game a bit more, maybe replaces Mike Williams. So I think that's the better pickup in this spot.
Yep. Jim Harbaugh coming in, needs some exciting talent. I'm sure he'll be delighted to see him. A couple of tasty wide receivers have left, so wouldn't necessarily be a surprise to see him picked up there. We'll move on to pick number 6. Jamie Borthwick, you are now on the clock.
Yeah, with pick 6, the New York Giants are going to select Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. I would have been happy with Nabers or Adunze here. They're both different, but I think they're both like genuine WR1s, and it's something the Giants really, really need. Of course, the Giants also need a quarterback, but the only 3 that I think are worth the value at 6 are off the board. I don't mind guys like McCarthy. I think Bo Nix might even be worth a late first round pick, but it's got to be Nabers here. The guy looks to have a serious amount of explosive class, and I think he's going to be a hit in New York.
With pick 6, it felt only right you were going to take a quarterback. I was most disappointed not to see that pan out. Ian, that's an exciting pickup. And again, one of the players that you guys were raving about, one of our recent podcasts, you disappointed to see him in the division?
I think it's important to remember that an explosive class is what you actually learn at Jihad University. But I was actually surprised that Nabers would fall under Adunze. I don't know if that would have been a pick that Sean, perhaps, despite his chiseled good looks, regrets in the years to come, because I think Nabers is potentially a better wide receiver than Harrison. So that's quite an interesting kind of switch around, and I think Jamie was visibly excited when Nabers failed him.
You wouldn't know, because I'm cropped here.
I've got a camera inside your house, mate.
I always had them as more of a home and away guy. But anyway, we move on swiftly to pick number 7. Please welcome from Scotland cricket, Ali Evans.
Thanks, Cam. Yeah, with the 7th pick in the draft, the Tennessee Titans will select Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. I think since losing Taylor Lewan, it's been a huge hole in the left-hand side of the O-line. With Bill Callahan now then working with his son, arguably the best offensive line coach in the game, bringing Lloyd Cushenberry in the centre, it just solidifies that left-hand side. And if you're going to go all in and try and back Will Levis, to see if he can do it or not, you need to give him the platform to throw from. And if it's not him and they have to move on next year to another quarterback, all the tools are around them in the offensive line to have another quarterback come in and succeed.
And Ian, coming back to you again, I think that the expectation here was it would be offensive linemen, given the changes and the hiring of family members within Tennessee.
Yeah, Bill Callahan's dad coming in as a offensive line coach. It looks kind of pretty stuck on, and it's probably the most sensible and maybe the safest pick in the draft so far, I would warrant.
So the Joe Alt one is like the absolute stick-on pick. I can't remember if I shared it in our Patreon chat or not, but there's a guy who shared a thread on Twitter the other day, and he's trained a model on, I think it's Lance Zierlein's draft grades, NGS like athletic grades, and also like where players have gone to visit, and on last year's model it got 28 out of the 31 first round picks correct, and it has Brock Bowers at 7, which would be mental.
But I think I might quit the team if they do that.
Well, it's 33-1. So my reaction, you will hear my reaction from the office in Cincinnati all the way over in Scotland if it happens, because I will be I'll be very, very happy.
Is he the player with the safest floor and the highest ceiling in this whole draft outside of Caleb Williams?
Probably. You always get nervous about a tight end being drafted that highly because it very rarely seems to work out for the team drafting them, which is really strange. But he does look really, really good. So
it's never worked out, Gordon. It's not very rarely. It's never.
Yet. Yes.
Njoku is probably the most successful first-round tight end in recent memory to like stay with the original team.
And Pitts has shown flashes. It's still very early to tell, but it feels like they've been in such a bad state so far. But anyway, right. Oh, Sam Laporta says Steve. That's a decent shout, actually.
He wasn't a first-round pick, though. That's all it
meant. Oh, he was top of the second, wasn't he?
First-round picks seem to rarely work out.
So picking up now, eighth, and representing the Atlanta Falcons, please welcome Des Stevenson.
With the number 8 overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, Atlanta Falcons take Dallas Turner, Edge, Alabama. Now, obviously, it's not a secret that everybody and their granny has been mocking Dallas Turner at the Atlanta Falcons. When you look that for a long time we've needed edge, I think 2 years ago we were 18 sacks in the full year. We've lost Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, which was 6.5 sacks each. So if you look at the need for Atlanta Falcons, it's a number one spot.
Yep. I think it's a pick that makes a lot of sense, and you got to fix the need. Grand. We move on again, and we come back around for a second appearance. Please welcome back Steve Briggs.
Cheers, Cam. With the 9th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Byron Murphy II, defensive tackle, Texas. The reason is the Bears, the biggest two needs they've got left are 3 technique and edge rusher. And I think looking at Murphy, I think he can get pressure from the interior. And I think he fills that quite large hole, a 3 technique that we've got. And that's why I'm picking him over the likes of Jared Verse or Latu, especially with Latu's injury history. I think he's a bit of a concern.
A good pick, an important need, a good player. So I think the Bears, if they walk away with those 2 picks and they use them for that, be in a pretty good spot, right, Gordon?
Yeah, I think so. I think the ideal for them is probably to trade down. But we're not doing that here, obviously. So because they only have, 4 picks or something in the draft. So I think that to me is one of the more obvious trade down spots. But I can't remember when I last did it. But within just to promote this as a tool for everyone, you can click and you can see who people take most often. And Byron Murphy's one of the more popular picks for the Bears. So I think if they do trade down, he's the type of player they'll go after.
What's also interesting about Murphy, he's got the highest success pass rush rate coming out of college out of the past year. So it's maybe not something that's focused on as much, but it's a very valuable trait for a defensive tackle coming into the NFL.
I'm sure Johnny would tell you that's a fake stat, though.
Right, we move swiftly on.
Proper stats, Gordon, proper stats.
We move on to pick number 10, and we are all that stand between this man and him actually packing his bags to go to the draft. A guest from the podcast just there. Please welcome back Fraser Campbell, who is the New York Jets International Fan of the Year.
Evening, everyone. With their 10th pick in the NFL draft, the New York Jets select Troy Fatanu, tackle, Washington. I think this will be a tough spot for the Jets. I think personally with 3 wide receivers off the board, I think they'll try and trade pick 10. However, if they can't, I think they'll stick with Troy here. The reason being, Troy can play guard and tackle. It just gives that Jets that versatility when Tyron Smith goes down, and obviously AVT with his injury history, the concerns there. So I think this is the safe pick for the Jets at this stage.
Great pick. And enjoy your trip to the draft itself. We'll look out for you on the telly. I believe you're in the fan zone. We'll look out for the Saltire.
Yeah, I'll be picking a pick on day 3, so watch out for that as well.
Fantastic. Enjoy that. What an experience. Brilliant. Well, thank you, sir. Next up, we go into pick number 11. Please welcome to represent the Vikings, Stuart Dunsmore.
Hi, everybody. The world's best kept secret. The Vikings will obviously draft a quarterback, Kirk Cousins away in the offseason. So with the 11th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Vikings will choose J.J. McCarthy of Michigan.
Any particular reason that he's the one of the remaining guys that you want
to
take?
I think the Vikings probably do try and trade up to probably the number 3 pick. Hmm. Jaden Daniels is probably my pick if I could, but that's not on the agenda today. So I think it will be quarterback J.J. McCarthy off what we have here.
Shown real character as a player. There's a lot being hyped about him and what he's achieved. Obviously, Michigan just won that championship as well. So coming into it, hot hand. Can't argue with that. Okay, we move on to another of our Patreons to represent the Broncos. Please welcome Lee Kirkwood.
Yep, hello. And with the 12th pick of the 2024 NFL draft, the Broncos select Brock Bowers from Georgia. I really wanted them to get J.J. McCarthy, and I think they'll try and trade up to get ahead of the Vikings for him. But of the players left, we don't really have a decent tight end, so I reckon they'll go for him or Latu for Edge.
Yeah, we talked about him having a huge amount of upside and an exciting player. The Broncos need a little bit of everything, right? So not a bad quality player.
They need everything. I reckon they will try and maybe pick up next or Phoenix Jr. later because we need a quarterback. But I think McCarthy's who he wants, who Peyton wants.
That'll be an interesting one. If he's still on the board, let's see what the Broncos do.
Cameron, I'll do like a pick recap after 12, seeing as we're just so that it helps anyone realize who's gone and stuff like that. Probably makes sense. Number one, the Bears selected Caleb Williams. 2, the Commanders selected Drake May. 3, the Patriots selected Jaden Daniels. 4, the Cardinals selected Marvin Harrison Jr. 5, the Chargers selected Rome Odunze. 6, the Giants selected Malik Nabers. 7, the Titans selected Joe Alt. 8, the Falcons selected Dallas Turner. 9, the Bears selected Byron Murphy. 10, the Jets selected Troy Fotanu. 11, the Vikings selected J.J. McCarthy, and 12, the Broncos selected Brock Bowers.
We move on to pick number 13. Unlucky for some, might be lucky for the Oakland, nay, the Las Vegas Raiders. Please welcome for that one, Dave McKay.
Hey, what up, Raider Nation? With the 13th pick in this year's NFL draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Terrion Arnold, cornerback, Alabama. So it's a serious problem for the Raiders. You got to choose someone who's not going to end up either cut or in prison with your first round pick. And with so many holes across the team, it's going to be really interesting. It's basically going to end up who's left on the board. It's so tempting for the Raiders to go in and get a quarterback because we need one, basically. But looking at this draft board, the way it's left, there's no good quarterbacks left there. There is a lot of talk about them trading up from the second round pick to try and get Michael Penix. But last year, there were very little takeaways on defense. So Terrion Arnold, cornerback. Coach AP likes his attitude, and attitude is a big thing about AP's Raiders.
It's a big thing about the Raiders throughout time. Attitude in different variations, but attitude nonetheless. An important pick, and Ian, picking up important defensive pieces. If you're doing a rebuild, you go and get good, talented players that have got longevity. He's the sort of player that's got that. I take silence as Ian's full agreement with everything I've just said.
Am I allowed to insult people that are making picks?
if you wish to insult Dave McKay, he has your address. That's perfectly within your rights.
Well, I think his pick is probably quite a reasonable one. It's probably a throw up a dice between a few of the cornerbacks to see who's the first one to come off the board. I just didn't expect somebody that's called David McKay to sound Albanian.
Dave, right to reply. Where's the accent?
Well, that's how we talk. This is Raider Nation. You know, it's all attitude. It's go hard.
See, just that was Albanian. I don't understand a word of that.
Okay, we'll move on swiftly to the 14th pick in this draft. Please welcome from the WinFL show, Jake McGee. Come in the Outer Hebrides. Jake, are you there?
You're not meant to say Aikavar.
He's coming off and on mute, so I'm guessing he is attempting to.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
We can hear you now.
We figured it out. Yeah, so with the 14th pick in the 2024 draft, the New Orleans Saints will select Olu Fashanu, tackle out of Penn State. With Ryan Ramczyk still not healthy and Trevor Penning impersonating a turnstile, I think it'll be definitely a tackle. And hopefully this tackle, and I don't think this will be the last offensive lineman the Saints will take in this draft.
An important pickup. I'm trying to channel my inner Paul Mitchell to decide whether he'd be happy with that. Jamie, do you think?
Paul doesn't have a clue about a single player in this draft class. So he doesn't... he'll give you some very strong opinion that is not his.
Paul absolutely made up plans so that he didn't have to go through this because he's got absolutely no idea. Tackle's the right shout, definitely, for the reasons given. It's a really good tackle class. It's a really deep tackle class, but some of the guys at the top, Fashanu is interesting because at the end of last year, he was thought to be like the number one guy by a mile. And then there's some people who've been kind of down on him. I think his upside is fantastic. And yeah, I would hope that it would turn out to be an excellent pick for you in New Orleans.
Our sources indicate to us that Paul Mitchell has actually chosen to watch the Yankees Tampa Bay Rays baseball game on telly tonight.
Listen to. He doesn't watch baseball. He listens to baseball.
Well, if he is listening, the Yankees are currently winning 5-1. It's bottom of the sixth, so his ears are bleeding. So that's what he gets for missing out on this one. Right, we move on. Pick number 15 from our Patreons. Please welcome Reese Nunes.
With the 15th pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Quinyon Mitchell. I think it's quite close with the cornerbacks that are left, but I like Quinyon Mitchell's impact in the pass rush, which I think the Colts, we did well for sacks last year, but our pressure was terrible. So it'd be nice to see him come in there. Cooper's a Jean, more flexible, and I'd really like Kool-Aid as a player. But yeah, it's Quinyon Mitchell for his impact on the pass rush for us.
This is a revolution in defense, drafting cornerbacks to be your premier pass rushing specialist.
Hey, anyone can rush. Anyone can rush.
I think it's help out rather than become the premier thing. But we were good at sacks with terrible pressure, so having him in motion, I think, will upset quarterbacks more than we are at the moment. I stand by it.
Quite right. You stick it back to him. Don't take any of his pish. Right. We move on beautifully at that point. Pick number 16. Please welcome from the Gridiron crew, Keith McGinty.
Thanks very much. With the 16th pick of the 2024 draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Amarius Mims, the tackle from Georgia.
Why do you think tackle is the most important position there?
With the changing of the guard and Mike McDonald coming in, I think just a wee bit of protection more for Geno and Sam Howell, and there and also the running game. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Amarius Mims can do coming out of Georgia, which is well known for their great defensive players there.
Ian, you talked about Mims on the most recent podcast as well, or the second to most. The most recent was with Jim Ballard and quarterbacks. But Mims is basically a giant rectangle that you can just drive down the field, right?
Amarius Mims has got the highest upside out of any player in this draft, including the quarterbacks. He's got the potential to be an incumbent All-Pro for multiple years and go to the Hall of Fame. But he's also got the potential to be a massive bust because he's only played about 5 or 6 games in college football. So it's either an absolute work of genius or it's just a waste of a pick and you'll have to wait a couple of years to find out. But I think it's going to be genius. I think he's going to be a fantastic player.
Cameron, can I just give you one praise for being able to pronounce Amarius Mims, but also concern that you can pronounce that, but your pronunciation of gridiron was gridiron, like it was some new word that you were that you'd never seen before, despite the fact that this is an NFL podcast. Well done,
Keith.
That
was good. Keith, keep me right. It's gridiron crew because it's like iron brew, so you run it together.
And oh wait, am I wrong? Am I wrong this time?
Did I say it right or did I say it wrong?
We tend to go for the grid iron crew, like iron brew.
Fine.
So I'm happy for it. Either way, as long as we're pronouncing it. How are we all, guys? Thanks very much for letting us join part of this. Looking forward to listening to it.
Absolutely. Delighted to have you all on. So the gridiron crew or the gridiron crew, both work, but I was probably wrong. I'll take that on the chin. It's fine. We move on. Gareth Scott's up next to pick at number 17 for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good evening, everybody. For the 17th overall pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going for Xavier Worthy. I think in real life, they're probably going to go for a cornerback, but I would like to see them pick somebody that is fast and strong and athletic to help out with the offense rather than looking at the defense. I think Xavier, I mean, he's blisteringly fast and very, very strong. So I think he would be good for Trevor Lawrence.
Gordon, this feels like an absolute can-type pick, given we've seen the Jags react heavily to what we've seen at the Combine previously.
Yeah, and this is... So Worthy's the one who I think people a lot of the time don't expect to go in round one. But, like, how it's happened on this call is effectively how it'll probably happen the night of the draft. Someone's just going to be so taken by the fact that he is literally the fastest player that's ever ran a 40-yard dash at the Combine. And I don't really have any issue if you want to draft him for that reason alone. Like, if you're looking for a deep threat speed-wise, then take the outlier who no one's ever ran faster than. It makes enough sense.
Has Gareth chosen the Jacksonville Jaguars as his team because it encompasses part of his name?
No, I have family in Jacksonville.
We all have family. Stop boasting.
Okay, we move on. And up next in pick number 18 for the Cincinnati Bengals, also from the Gridiron Crew, we have Stu Bell. See, I learned from my mistakes.
I tell you what, like, I actually enjoyed that gridiron pronunciation. It's like my papa, he never used to say, like, you know, blue ribboned chocolate bars. He would always pronounce it blue riband.
I
say blue riband, and I'm like,
blue riband. It's blue riband, and I'll hear nothing else. Blue ribboned in the bin. Absolutely.
Yeah, Lurie Band are there. So anyway, with the 18th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals pick, and here comes a pronunciation check, Talisa Fuaga of Oregon State, offensive tackle.
Gordon, as our resident pedant, how did that land from a pronunciation point of view?
Pretty close, yeah. It was good. It's a good pick as well. Like, if the Bengals... off-season has gone really well to the point that they can sit there at 18 and just wait and see whether or not it's one of the interior defensive players, if it's one of the offensive tackles, or if Brock Bowers falls, and they just take whichever one lands there. So, yeah, good pick.
Yeah, no, totally for me. Like, my reasoning was I watched as Byron Murphy II, who's been getting mocked at us consistently, went off the board early, which is where I think he probably should go. And then just looking at the tackles, I think Talisa probably fits our system the best. And the fact that, like, he can kick inside to guard works really well because we do have the two Browns on the outer edge for this year. And that's something, you know, they're going to be getting a bit older. Same thing, we're going to be looking at changes of the guard. I've liked Cordell Volson, but I don't know if he's quite delivered as consistently as we would want to see if we're going to keep being contenders for playoff spots and Super Bowls and all that. The other thing with Talisa is he's loyal. Like, he stayed with his program. Like, even when he was offered transfers to bigger programs and where he was, so he said, you know what, I want to stay here and see it through. And that, for me, like, that whole kind of character or that kind of character trait, I think could be fantastic being a smaller team, and maybe he'll want to stay with the Bengals rather than trying out free agency.
Maybe, but he has to spend time in Cincinnati, so maybe not.
Whoa. Fucking, I hate when this podcast makes me defend like the Steelers and stuff. I'm flying to Cincinnati tomorrow, and it's a really nice city. There's loads of really nice places to eat and drink. It's not a bad city. Don't slag off Cincinnati.
It does look nice. And of the Ohio cities, probably up there is one of the better ones, right? So, yeah. The less said about the mistake on the lake, the better. And we'll move on swiftly to pick number 19 as we welcome a returning guest, podcast writer. He's also worked for the Tennis Podcast as well. Please welcome to pick for the Rams, Andy Harrell. Andy is on mute.
I know, I should know, but anyway, with the 19th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the LA Rams pick Latu for the edge from UCLA. Primarily because the Rams are in desperate need of depth in defense. Aaron Donald retiring. I wish Aaron Rodgers would retire. Aaron Donald retiring has left a big hole in a defense that was already pretty thin, and we really need an additional edge rusher, of course. From Byron Young, he's probably one of the technically best players at this stage in a fairly thin edge class. So, yeah, that's hopefully improve things for the next season.
An important pickup. Also, I think one of the nicest names to say out of all the names in this draft. I think
it is. Sort of, but it's also slightly stressful to say it for the first time out loud. So,
yes, totally get that. Important player, Aaron Donald, a massive loss. I'm still convinced he's going to be back. I'm still convinced. I'm not writing that off. Still gives me slight sweats as I sleep. And Geno Smith is going to see him for the rest of his life. So, yeah. Okay, we move on. And anyone that's listened to the podcast will have heard at least a one-sided argument between Gordon and this person, because from our Patreons to pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers, please welcome Johnny Bailey.
Hi, guys. And I'm not going for another podcast here with a whiskey. But with the 20th pick, can the Pittsburgh Steelers select Jackson Powers Johnson, Oregon, center? Now, I was actually looking for a right tackle, but what's came off the board, I'm very, very happy with the center, especially how the Steelers have missed out on Creed Humphreys and Taylor Linderbaum in the past. So Jackson Powers Johnson is the top man at center, and the Steelers need a center. We have none on the roster at all. We've let go of everyone.
An important pickup, and we'll let Gordon have his say on this one.
So it'd be a really good pick. I think of all the players in this draft, he's probably the player that I'd be most confident in, like, their floor. I think worst case scenario, he's a good NFL player. So yeah, good pick.
There you go. The stars have aligned. On to pick 21 for the Miami Dolphins. Please welcome Charlie Whelan.
Evening, gents. Thanks very much for having me. Nice to get talking about American football for a wee change. I'm mostly a football man. However, in this year's NFL draft, I take for the Miami Dolphins Graham Barton. He's both a tackle and a guard. We'll just say offensive lineman from Duke. I'm thinking about one man, and that's Tua Tagovailoa. Whether we're going to pay him, how much we're going to pay him is another debate altogether. But I want to see the best out of him, and that comes if he's safe, not only because it keeps him off of the sidelines, but it, you know, keeps him confident, gives him more time to throw. That's already been a good thing for us, so let's double down on that strength. It was between him or JC Latham for me as well, but I think Barton's got a wee bit of, you know, he can play inside or out there. So I thought, considering the amount of injuries that we had last season as well, it was like a pick and mix, everybody was playing everywhere. I thought, let's get a wee bit of diversity in there, play it safe, Graham Barton.
Fantastic. And Charlie, please plug your podcast.
My podcast is called Today We'll Interview. We mainly focus on football managers. We've had a few SPFL managers here in Scotland as well, kind of in and around the lower leagues. We'll work our way up one day. However, we have had Matt Davies, who I'm sure a few of you will maybe know, head coach of the East Kilbride Pirates, up here as well. That was a great chat. We spoke a lot of NFL and just a lot of theory in general. So, great guy. I'll be down to see him soon down at GHA as well this season. I'm looking forward to it. But thanks very much for having me on, guys. And I've got to say, Cameron, you've got a cracking voice for a podcast, mate. It's just, oh, Super.
Ah, the checks in the post. Checks in the post. Brilliant. Charlie, listen, thank you for coming on. We appreciate everyone taking the time to do this. And thankfully, there's been some normal conversation before we've got to pick 22, because here comes Ian Stephen to pick for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, he's got a voice for a podcast, but he's also got a face for one as well. Yeah, you're
get over here, pick you.
22nd pick, Philadelphia Eagles choose Darius Robinson, edge from Missouri. Eagles struggled last season towards the end of the season setting the edge, and he's maybe the best defensive end at setting the edge in this class. And he's also an absolute physical freak as well, 296 pounds in athletics. So he would be a shock, I think, for a lot of people, but I think he's a lot higher up teams' draft boards than he is on mock draft experts' boards.
Excellent. Yep, there's no one's going to argue with that, I don't think. So we move on to pick number 24, and welcome back to pick 23. For the Vikings. Sorry, 23, thank you. To pick for the Vikings, Stuart Dunsmore.
Yeah, I don't think this will be a pick on Thursday for the Vikings. However, we do our trade. So the pick number 23 of the 2024 draft, the Vikings select, and I'm going to struggle with this, Jazan Newton, Illinois, interior D-line. I think the Vikings struggle with any run stop. It's a position we seem to neglect completely, but it's a pick we really need to make if this does become our pick at 23.
Another good pick. Two important needs for the Vikings, and I think they'll be pretty happy if they walk out of that with those two. Thank you very much. Up next then, with now pick number 24 from our Patreon group, please welcome Lauren Callahan.
With a 24 pick in the draft, the Dallas Cowboys select... wait a minute.
Well, Lauren, this is your big moment. Come on, let's go.
He's fumbled!
Jordan Morgan, tackle from Arizona. I fully expect that actually we'll be manning the phones and looking to trade down a couple of picks to at least pick up a fourth rounder that we lost last season with our insurance trade for quarterback. We have a number of issues, obviously, we haven't gone all in this year as in the way that some people were predicted. But I think the main focus is building this offensive line back up again. And there's two positions, really, obviously, that we're looking for is center and tackle. Best to get the tackle sorted, first of all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. An important piece and something that the Cowboys are focused a lot on. Before you go and get running backs and things like that, you need to be able to have a line that protects them. So, makes sense. Joining us now from a beach in Barbados, ahead of the Cricket World Cup, Charles Patterson is picking for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I would have gone for Amarius Mims out of Georgia, but he's gone to some team that he's never going to win a playoff game for. So hold the rum punch. I think Green Bay will then pivot and go defence and pick Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. Now, this is a lad who can play cornerback, he can play in the nickel, he can even play safety. And if there is a question mark about Green Bay's defence, it's the fact that who's going to play opposite Jaire Alexander? Who's going to play in that safety position next to Xavier McKinney? They're trying to plug little holes here, Green Bay. They've got a new defensive coordinator who's going to be much more aggressive, and I think Cooper DeJean fits the bill. So that is my pick, the Green Bay Packers.
Up next, and we're working our way through it. Actually, before we do it, Gordon, do you want to do another recap of where we've got to since we hit pick number 12?
Yes. So 13, the Raiders took cornerback Terry and Arnold. 14, the Saints selected Olu Fashanu. 15, the Colts selected Quinyon Mitchell. 16, the Seahawks selected Amarius Mims. 17, the Jaguars selected Xavier Worthy. 18, the Bengals selected Talis Fuaga. 19, the Rams selected Laiatu Latu. Pick 20, the Steelers selected Jackson Powers-Johnson. 21, the Dolphins took Graham Barton. 22, the Eagles took Darius Robinson. 23, the Vikings took Jerzan or Johnny Newton. 24, the Cowboys took Jordan Morgan. And 25, the Packers took Cooper DeJean.
Up next then, 26, the Tampa Bay Buccaneer pick will be made by Ross Moynihan.
Hello. For the 26th pick in the draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will take from Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry. He is a cornerback. I think it's one of the areas Tampa could do improving, especially over the next couple of years. I think he ranked 5th out of cornerbacks at the Combine for his overall, which is decent. Obviously, there's a couple of names above that I would probably have preferred, but I think Kool-Aid is kind of got a bit of aura about him, obviously with the name and stuff, and he's been known for a couple of years coming through. But yeah, I think looking at kind of everyone that's left, he's also drafted kind of around about this position on the average draft. So I think he'll do all right.
Yep. It's a good pickup, a name that lots of people are going to watch because of the name, and an important need as well at Tampa Bay. So I think solid pickup. Okay. Mm-hmm. We will move on then, and we go back to Lawrence Walker, who's taken the second pick for the Cardinals.
With the 27 overall pick in the NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Jared Verse from Florida State. And I've done my research, and depressing as it is, the Cardinals are 31st last year in points per game allowed, and they were 30th in the league in sacks. So anything to improve that defensive line, hopefully better in the interior as well with the free agency picks, so just bolstering that as well.
Another good pickup and an important need. Obviously, the from a fan's point of view, it's very easy to focus on the offense, and I think that the Cardinals, if I think about that as well, that's definitely an area that you need to step forward on. But the defense, you're right, there was a lot of points scored against, and that's something they've got to shore up. So solid picks all round, and decent to walk away from the first round with both of those. All right, Phil Spears.
Cameron. Yeah. Lawrence is very handsome.
What can I say?
Did I say something contrary to that? Or did that, are you just putting it in?
No, yes. Very handsome.
Well, there we go. Ian's pick from the draft. We move on then, because we are going next to pick number 28. Please welcome from our Patreon group, Phil Spears.
Evening, troops. How's it going? I've only had 16 first-round draft graded players in the draft. They've all gone, pretty much. So I've got a 50-50 coin toss here. So I think for the 2024 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills will select wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. From LSU. Obviously, we lost Davis and Diggs in the offseason, so that's like 150 passes gone and 1,900 yards off the books. I like Thomas. He's good in the vertical, but I'm a worry about him in the medium taking underneath routes in a sense, but I'm pretty confident that we're going to probably shift him more kind of West Coast offense this upcoming season just to change things. So, yep, 28, Brian Thomas Jr., go Bills.
Gordon, good pick up there.
Yeah, I think so. I think he probably winds up being the fourth wide receiver off the board, and like I don't like him enough to have him go in the top 15 picks. But I think somewhere, like if you get him at 28, I think given the fact that he can win downfield, it's a pretty good pick.
We move on then to, good Lord, how have the Lions made it this far down the list to make their first pick? But yeah, number 29, Steve Collins will pick for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, this is indeed a rarefied territory for the Lions. We've not picked this low since 2010. So, yeah, it's all a bit weird. So with the 29th pick of the NFL draft, we're going to select Nate Wiggins, a cornerback from Clemson. So Wiggins is absolutely mustard. I think he ran 4.28 at the combine. He is a little underweight. I think he weighed in about 173, but apparently he bulked up for his pro day. Since Brad Holmes has done a really good job for us in terms of getting the roster, one of the worst in the NFL a few years ago, in a place where we can, you know, really take the best player available. Unfortunately, Cameron Sutton did his best fugitive O.J. Simpson impression over the offseason, so we really need a cornerback, and I think Wiggins is the guy for us.
I think mustard is one of the less appreciated condiments. I don't know if it's a very good analysis for him. I'd say he's more of a kind of chili ketchup type of player. I think that'd be a better kind of assessment.
I was going to say, I am absolutely stealing the phrase, he's absolutely mustard, to use at some point to describe. So that's class.
No, you're not. It's banned. I've not banned it. Steve's allowed to come back on. Nate Wiggins is a good player.
He's maybe the fastest quarterback in the class, maybe a bit undersized, but Gordon is banned from Mustard.
Well, we have to put that ban on pause slightly because picking next at number 30 is the Baltimore Ravens, so it could be none other than Gordon McGinnis.
With the 30th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select J.C. Latham, tackle, Alabama. I don't think he'll last this long in the actual draft. I think if he did, the Ravens would fly up to draft him. I think they'll probably wind up trading down. But they traded away Morgan Moses. They need a right tackle. J.C. Latham would start at right tackle immediately.
And that line's so important in Baltimore as well.
It's not like Baltimore to draft an Alabama player.
They must avoid a sweep this year, Gordon, from the Steelers.
I'd personally, if I was you, I'd probably have my sights set on finishing higher than third in the division. But if success for you is just whether or not you beat the Ravens, then fair enough, that's fine.
Right, as we teeter on this, brinking into nonsense for the next 40 minutes, I'm going to jump in because with the 31st pick in the draft, it's my good self. And I've seen players go. I'll be honest, Nate Wiggins was who I was hoping was going to continue to fall. I've spoken at length about the problems that we've got at cornerback. I think the Niners, you could turn around and say offensive line is a problem. But it really is the cornerback position that needs addressed. So with the pick, the San Francisco 49ers select TJ Tampa out of Iowa State, which I think is probably earlier than they'd want it. And I think the caveat that comes with this one is if Brandon Ayuk does get traded away and Adonai Mitchell's there, I think it would be Mitchell that would be the take. But for me, I have to go cornerback. I think it's the biggest area that needs addressed. And that's why I'm going with TJ Tampa.
Fine. Good pick. No, normally, Cameron, as the host at that point, you would ask someone else's thoughts on it. You've just decided.
I was waiting on someone to jump in.
Just leave it. Just cut out the filler when you're doing the edit. It's fine.
Okay. And then to close things off, also from the... I'm trying to think of another way to say it, but I can't. So I'm just going to go with the Gridiron Crew. Please welcome for the Kansas City Chiefs, Ross Sterling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us on with the 32nd pick. The Kansas City Chiefs select Troy Franklin, wide receiver from Oregon. Given Rashee Rice's recent misdemeanors, I think wide receiver is going to be a place in Eden. I think Troy Franklin gives us something different, obviously replacing MVS with his speed, and he's an excellent route runner as well. So that's why I think we'll go there.
Fantastic. Anyone got anything to add there? I think it's the only thing we want to add is anyone but the Chiefs this year, right?
That's an excellent pick. I really like Troy Franklin. I think there's three or four that are into that late first, early second. I was wondering if he might go Xavier Leggett, as I think he's going to enter the conversation in there as well. But Troy Franklin looks like a guy who's going to fit that. He could develop into a top class wide receiver.
So, Gordon, do you want to just recap that? And as he does so, the people that are remaining on the call, I'm going to ask you at the end if you've had any regrets, so do think about it. But, Gordon, what was the first ever All-Scottish mock draft result?
The Bears selected Caleb Williams, the Commanders selected Drake May, the Patriots Jaden Daniels, the Cardinals Marvin Harrison Jr., the Chargers Roma Dunze, the Giants Malik Nabers, the Titans Joe Alt, the Falcons Dallas Turner, the Bears Byron Murphy, the Jets Troy Fotanu, the Vikings JJ McCarthy, the Broncos Brock Bowers, the Raiders Terrion Arnold, the Saints Olufoshanu, the Colts Quinyon Mitchell, the Seahawks Amarius Mims, the Jaguars Xavier Worthy, the Bengals Tali Suaga, the Rams Liatu Latu, the Steelers Jackson Powers Johnson, the Dolphins Graham Barton, Eagles Darius Robinson, the Vikings again Jerzan Newton, Cowboys Jordan Morgan, the Packers Cooper DeJean, the Buccaneers Kool-Aid McKinstry, the Cardinals again Jared Verse, the Bills Brian Thomas Jr., the Lions, Nate Wiggins, the Ravens, J.C. Latham, the 49ers, T.J. Tampa, and the Chiefs, Troy Franklin.
See when, you put the podcast out, Cameron, can you splice in the kind of tune they used to have on Top of the Pops when they'd run down the top 40?
Yeah, I'll do my best. So as we work through that list, anyone on the call still got any immediate buyer's regret? Oh, look at that. I love the confidence. Pod team, Gordon, Ian, Jamie, what do you think overall? Do you think there's some really good picks there? Is there anything there that you think there's just no way that guy's going as early as that? Any player still on the board that massively surprises you as well?
Seeing as Paul isn't here, can I slag off his pick?
Yes.
I don't think it's a need. I think Kupadjian could end up being a safety, and they've just paid a vast amount for a safety who's fairly good. And I think, I don't think that that's actually going to really solve anything for them at that point. Although I'm now just desperately trying to think of who else was on the board at the time. But anyway, maybe someone on the line might have been better for them. I don't think defensive back was good value for Charles over there in the sunny Caribbean.
Surely Charles is just continuing a trend of Packers GMs of not picking for need and picking someone they completely don't need.
he's a good athlete. This podcast has been like the trifecta of hell for me, because I had to congratulate Johnny on a good Steelers pick. I've had to defend the city of Cincinnati, and now I'm going to have to defend Charles. Like at 25, it's really good value. He fits, like, the Packers love to draft good athletes. So guys that the relative athletic score, RAS as it's known, their first round picks are almost always guys that are like 90th percentile there. And he is. So it wouldn't surprise me if that winds up being the Packers pick if he lasts that long.
Just to add to that as well, Gordon, you did have to compliment me on my name pronunciation, not about other podcasts, but about American football players, just to really make it a miserable night for you all round.
Quad of hell.
I know, it doesn't get any worse.
The only one I was going to talk about is the guy who didn't get picked, and I'm glad he didn't, Adonai Mitchell. He just wasn't as productive as you want a first-round wide receiver to be. And I see all the time on Twitter people making excuses for the fact that, oh, if you look, you know, there was a lot of overthrown deep passes. That's why he wasn't as productive as he could be. But for a guy who's a really good route runner and he's really good against man, don't love him against zone. And I just, in a wide receiver class, we're after the top three. It gets really close for probably the next 10 to 12 guys. I just wouldn't risk the guy who just wasn't productive enough to be a first round pick.
I don't disagree at all. A.D. Mitchell, there's some issues with his catch radius, with contested catching, with getting physical at that point. But when we're talking about when they're going to be looking at their physical scores, did you see A.D. Mitchell's RAS? 9.99. And I think it's going to be enough to tempt someone into taking him. They might not be right, but that, I mean, it's stunning physical numbers.
He's a Steeler at 51, Jamie.
So you're getting Brandon Ayuk and Mitchell is what you're going for here, Johnny.
Yes. I always say...
if you're getting Ayuk, you're not getting to pick at 51. He'll definitely be part of the package.
I trust the Steelers to draft in the second and third round of wide receiver. That's the sweet spot of the Steelers draft every single year.
And we've talked about as well, there's so much depth at wide receiver here. There's clearly the flashy guys up front, but there is depth all the way down. In the third, fourth round, you're going to be picking up players that are more than capable of playing really, really well and contributing right away their first season in the NFL. So a fascinating draft for sure.
I think that if the draft pans out exactly like this, the Carolina Panthers at the start of day two are going to be more popular than Paul Mitchell wearing a rhinestone thong at a head night in Nashville, because Bo Nix is still there. Michael Penix Jr. is still there. You could argue that both of those quarterbacks are better than J.J. McCarthy that was taken number 11. So teams that saw McCarthy go, they might have been interested in them. And still need a quarterback, so you're looking at Denver, maybe looking at the Raiders, maybe looking at teams that like the LA.
New York Giants, they're definitely going to be in that market. They're definitely going to be looking to move up in the second to get Knicks or Penix.
So Carolina may be fielding a ton of calls after the end of the first round to see if somebody can get into a slot to pick up either Knicks or Penix. Or even potentially the 32nd pick slot for the Chiefs, because if they're able to draft a quarterback in the first round, you get that fifth year extension. So I think that the 32nd, 33rd picks in the draft are going to be absolute hot spots for teams trying to get in and get that quarterback.
Okay. Well, there you go. That was the first ever All Scottish, first ever to our knowledge, All Scottish mock draft, where we've got people from across the board. I say that because I know that other podcasts are doing other things in Scotland, and I apologise if I'm claiming a bit of history that we don't own. But still, nonetheless, it's this first ever Stramash All Scottish mock draft. And it's been an absolute pleasure. I want to thank every single person that's joined the call to do this. Gordon McGuinness had coming in an over 4 hour podcast. We've managed to do it all within the hour, which I think is a beautiful piece of work. Thank you to Charles Patterson, who dialed in all the way from the other side of the world as he prepares for the Cricket World Cup. Make sure that you check out all of the podcasts that have been mentioned here from some of the guests. Make sure that the people here tweet about this podcast and tune in and listen to us. And if you want to join our Patreon group, we welcome you. We have lots of chat, lots of banter, lots to discuss. And you can see a number of our patrons have got involved in this, and we thank them for it. We thank you for your continued support. But I think this is probably the end of our pre-draft content, unless an amazing opportunity comes up. I mean, Gordon's about to leave the country himself, so really, we don't really do much podding without Gordon. When it comes to this stuff, nobody knows anything apart from him, and even then he doesn't know anything. He's just got access to other people's work, which is really handy. But yeah, to Fraser, to Gordon, who are going over for the draft, enjoy it. To the rest of us, we're going to sit here at a hellish time of the morning and try and get excited about a centre being taken by the Steelers, and who cares? Someone does. Johnny Bale will be there popping the whiskey, necking it back for a centre. But listen, thanks everyone for taking the time to listen to this one. We'll be back again very soon, but until then, bye for now. For the benefit of people on the call, because this bit will not be aired, with the 25th pick, the Green Bay Packers have selected Cooper DeJean from Iowa. And I know it's DeJean. I know it's DeJean. But I had to do it because it's not getting aired. So there you go.